Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
You're listening to Clan Chat, the locker room, and we move on to the next member of the Elite League side signed by Pete Russell for the new season. It's Gerard Hansen, a man well known to fans of Manchester Storm, with whom he helped finish in second place and win the Patton Conference. Now he's back in the UK, but this time with Glasgow Clan, facing a new challenge as the countdown to the new season continues. And he gave his first impressions of the club and the organisation.
I'm really happy to be here. The guys are all super nice. Everyone is here and working hard, and I think we've had a good few days here. We all arrived pretty much this week, and we've been having a lot of fun together. We've been doing a little bit of bonding experiences and just hit the ice, so everything's been really good. The organization has been super helpful, and the apartments are nice, and the city is good looking, so it's been great. It's been great.
And compare that to your first impressions of Manchester when you arrived there last year, and your impressions of Glasgow when you'd been up with the Storm previously. How do you compare that?
I think it's fairly similar. I haven't been here. I came here Friday, so I haven't seen too much. But I think just by the look of the city in general, I think it's fairly similar. The weather has happened to be the same as well. It's been raining a little bit, but like I said, I think it's fairly similar cities in that sense. It seems like it's the same.
Now you've had
that population, good restaurants and stuff like that. So
now you've had that first year in the Elite League already with Manchester. You did very well last year, second place overall in the league. You won the Patton Conference as well. So how come a move to Glasgow was something that appealed to you?
Just like coming here to play, I think it was one of the better places to play, and it was really fun because the fans are so involved, and it's a nice rink, and just from what I heard from former players, it's supposed to be a great organization, which I've seen so far. So it's just, I knew that Pete had interest in me, and like the team is in need of a strong year, so I thought it was a fun challenge, and I heard a lot of good things about Glasgow in general. So when the opportunity came up, it was it's a no-brainer, to be honest. I look forward to it, and like I said, it should be a fun year, and I'm looking forward for a bounce back year for the clan.
Now, last year you played alongside Scott Pitt and Matt Becker, who of course have played for the clan before. Matt Stan is another one who's joined the team. How much did, certainly in the case of Pitt and Becker, how much did they try and help persuade you that Glasgow was the place to be this year?
Well, they were just super easy to talk to. They're all, especially, like you said, Pitty and Becca, they're honest guys and they're smart guys. So I spoke a lot to them and just asked all the questions that you need to know before signing with a team. So they were really helpful in the whole process of me signing here. Me and Becca, we were kind of living together at the end of the year because we were doing school. So I was able to talk to him quite a bit, and we went through the whole team and the ups and downs and all there is to know with signing with a team. So it was certainly really good help to be able to talk to those guys, for sure.
And again, you know, knowing these guys as you do, does it help that there are familiar faces there to help you settle in, the fact that you're going through the same experience, for want of a better way of putting it?
Yeah, it always helped out to have a few names that you know of, especially, I mean, my English is getting better now. It's you know, I can get around, but it's always good to have a few names that you can rely on, and especially because those guys have been here, that certainly helps out. But other than that, it's just right now, after only these few days I've been here, it's like every teammate is the same guy, you know, in that sense. But it always helps out.
I want to ask about what you want to achieve with Glasgow Clan this year. Have you got a target or an objective in mind that you want to try and do this year?
Obviously, want to win the league. That's always the goal. But I think if we can have this sort of the same year as we had with the Storm last year, I think not a whole lot of people expected too much out of us. But I think we certainly have a group right now, as I've seen on the ice. And if you just look at the roster on paper, I think we have a really good team. And I really think that we can achieve great things. All the guys are really close, and all of us, you know, agree with each other. And it seems like, you know, we have a really good opportunity to take care of. So winning the league, that's definitely the goal.
So that's it. Thanks for listening to this Clan Chat vignette as we build up to the new season. Don't forget to subscribe to Clan Chat through Audioboom, iTunes and Spotify. And if you want to leave a review about this or any edition, feel free to do so. All feedback is welcome. Get the latest news and ticket information from Glasgow Clan by heading to the website, clanihc.com, like the official Facebook page or follow us on Twitter and Instagram at clanihc. I'll be back with another interview, so on behalf of myself, Craig Anderson and producer Stuart Priest, we'll talk to you soon. Bye for now.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.